Hey everybody, today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you will get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co, podgo.co, and be sure to add our show to the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application. As always, thanks again for listening. Enjoy the show.
Coming on.
Oh, they're hot.
Oh, hot. Mike's hot.
Let's get hot.
Oh, that's that, man.
There it is.
Other than listening to my voice. Drums. Is that the intro music
that's,
now?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you not approve?
No, I should remember from last time, but I drank so much I forgot last time.
Well, we used to, yeah.
That's why you don't remember.
A different one, like, for a long time.
I would like to apologize to our Pakistani listeners for maybe going off on a tangent, but I'm not sure. Males and females, welcome to the Time Spent Poorly show with your super awesome, studious engineer and host, Eduardo.
Hey, thank you.
Huds,
thank you.
Huds is here, and I'm a part-time announcer, and a lesser beard.
The lesser beard, yes.
Part-time announcer, full-time beauty, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for joining us. Ron isn't here this episode.
Yeah, he went and had a kid 5 years ago, and so she's having a birthday.
She's due again for one of those celebrations.
Yeah. It was funny when he said, I totally spaced it. Jenny says, come on, he knew about this 5 years ago.
And four and three.
Yeah. No, we did her birthday party this weekend.
Yeah.
And then he forgot that they were doing an ice cream thing tonight. So Brother Ron is off ice creaming his 5 year old.
And I forgot the birthday on Sunday.
Oops.
It was for the best. There were a lot of small screaming children.
Yeah.
Looked like a busy.
Yeah.
Deal.
I don't know. It definitely shows the love that I showed up and didn't hit anyone with all of that.
Daddy Ward.
What was that? What's that thing? The Mexican thing that you smack? Pinata.
Pinata, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't hit anybody with the bat. And I thought about it. I think Kyle did, too. It was good times, though.
Nice.
Well, what we're going to talk about tonight?
Yeah, we've got we were going to do kind of just a loose show tonight.
Yeah, we were going to go off the cuff tonight. We had a plan.
We kind of put a pin in it because it's going to be more Ron heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And so I figured we'd save it for him. But so, Passe Jack, he's in the news again, and it's been a regular thing. I don't know if you guys have. Well,
Huds,
you and I have talked about it a few times because he's had a couple
flubs.
Things where, and they're nothing. They're nothing things. It's just people looking for things to get upset about, and they think that he's like cancel worthy right now because he says something.
Well, somebody says something stupid, and he's 70.
Yeah.
So he just, he's almost 80, right?
He's up there. He's up there. He looks good for his age.
A lot of makeup, a lot of tan.
Sure.
Yeah, but he, and he's...
Van has graduated to pantsuits.
Yeah. And I feel like once you hit that age, and you're a witty person, you just kind of, the filter comes off. And you're gonna, if something comes to mind and
they're not gonna run it through the... is it safe to say in 2020 or 2021 filter?
Yeah, because I don't, and I'm only 40.
Right.
Like,
and if you go back and review any of these shows, there are tons of things like that. And now people actually do it. They look back at historically what people have said on TV. So all of a sudden, 2011, this guy said such and such about girls, and now he's canceled.
In a 1973 Playboy interview, John Wayne said this, so fuck him. Like, he's dead.
He's going to do nothing about it, yeah.
They're trying to take his airport away. This was last year sometime because people were locked up and bored. But
they'll do it. They'll change it.
Well, and what'll happen is it'll kind of skirt under the radar for a while, then it'll crop up again.
Yeah, like the meat thing. He died with 12 pounds of undigested meat in his colon. No, he didn't. Nobody did. Nobody did unless they were stuffing meat up.
So here is the little deal here with
Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak. Let me share. I haven't done this in a while.
Are they canceling Chris Harrison from The Bachelor as well?
Yeah.
I've never watched The Bachelor, but...
Yeah, he's
been... Hasn't been the same guy?
Yeah, he's been canceled. Talk to me, Pat.
Why don't I have any volume?
Mic is muted.
Oh, no, not that. Oh. That's the computer mic, so it doesn't interfere with these guys.
Oh, Eduardo.
Always a problem. I didn't even check to see if this one had.
And here I left my phone in the car.
What did...
That's why. Okay, here we go.
Chris Brimble, West Hollywood, California. Tech sales, huh?
Yeah, I work for a technology company. We sell technology that benefits older adults living in senior living communities.
Yeah.
Longtime Wheel of Fortune host Pat Sajak has come under fire from fans recently for alleged condescending jokes he's made towards contestants. And during the players' introductions on Monday, he ended up offending a few more fans with his questionable comedy.
Now, that's a tough thing, too, because technology and sometimes people are not open to new ideas.
Surprised how open they are.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad. So that's just a myth.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
I see.
Surprised viewers took to Twitter to share in their dismay and disappointment over the host's perceived
mocking. It didn't bother me.
Maybe he just doesn't for making give fun a of people fuck with anymore. A lisp on
tonight's show. Well, that's what I want to talk about. There's a little bit.
Quit now. Maybe if you grew up with a speech impediment, you'd understand.
Wow.
Despite the perceived slight, contestant Chris Brimble appeared to have a good time. And even went home with a nice chunk of change.
Chris, you had a shot.
Because he's a grown man and he can take a stab.
And, you ended up with a very nice night, though. Almost all cash, $12,250.
Thank you
very
much.
He will, man.
They'll have a walk-a-thon for him.
No. What's funny is we used to say that, like, you'd make fun of somebody, you'd call it a peach impediment. Or you'd say shit like that. We
or
did
you
all
just
growing
do the,
up.
The Mike Tyson.
You had like a thick skin growing up, and then all of a sudden, it's just like,
yeah,
nobody has that anymore.
I couldn't grow up today, not getting picked on. I wouldn't be the same person.
Yeah, you can barely tell a fat person they shouldn't eat fucking sugar anymore.
Oh yeah, no. And I'll say something to my kids, and I'll like kind of joke half joke, half shame my kids when they do something stupid.
Uh-huh.
But I mean. Other people would see that and they'd be like, wow, you're not a very good dad. You know, they'd critique my... So I have to, like, put that through kind of a filter sometimes. Well,
then you just have to look at it like, wow, you're not real good at paying attention to your own fucking business. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, after... I don't remember what the first thing he got on blast for, but after that, he did that celebrity Wheel of Fortune here not too long ago, like about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And there were a couple things, like he just has these little things, and I caught him. But these things are sliding under the radar, or they just don't pique people's attention. The lisp thing, if you're making fun of anybody with a disability, you're done. But like this one with Terry Hatcher, for example.
On the app, although I have been watching the show for, you know,
Are you pretty good on the couch? Let me rephrase that. Are you pretty good?
I'm good on the couch. No. Wait, did I say that?
It's going to be fine. We're all friends here. Tell us about your charity.
On the app, although...
Oh, man.
Good for her. Good for her. Terry Hatcher's got thick skin.
Yeah.
Except on her neck there, it kind of hangs. But it's...
What, she's like 55 something now?
Yeah, she didn't want to have any wrinkles at all.
Yeah, she definitely looks like a cat lady now. But
it's got like her back of her head skin's like pulled back into a ponytail.
Do you remember Tango and Cash? Terry Hatcher? That was like peak Hatcher.
And what movie was it where she just comes out and steps out on a balcony naked, completely full frontal?
Ask Portable Mr. Skin.
I would know that, but I don't.
I didn't even know that was in a movie.
I'm fairly certain I've seen it.
She was my favorite Lois Lane, and I didn't even like that fucking show.
This one, you got to listen. It's so fast, but you got to listen carefully.
I have a turtle in my pants right now.
Yeah.
That's way less offensive than something else he could have done.
Right. No, and these didn't offend me. These just caught me as like, wow, he just doesn't kind of care anymore.
And that might be it. He might just not care anymore. And that's okay.
It would suck to go out by being canceled instead of
to get Cosby style canceled.
Oh, did you catch these?
That's not Cosby style, but you know
Cosby
what I mean.
Level, yeah.
Were you watching this on Netflix?
No, Hulu.
Oh. They just put up a bunch on Netflix, too.
Oh, a bunch of Wheel of Fortunes?
Yeah. We watched one.
Wow.
And I went back to watching Breaking Bad.
Speaking of Cosby, he's like, they still show the Cosby Show. Like, there's networks that show it. I can't remember which ones run it, but it's run on some stuff.
It's still a good show. There are good moral things
sure.
they can learn from.
For sure, but like...
It is weird to watch old Cliff Huxtable and realize, like, at the same time, he's drugging and raping people.
Right. Like, well, and they're not and nobody condones what he's doing, but they'll sure keep showing, like, reruns of his show.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a whole bunch
because there's a whole bunch of people that don't
residuals.
Care. Well, and that the people watching don't care.
No.
There's still people out there that love Bill Cosby.
I wasn't related to anybody that he was drugging and raping. So at the end of the day, like, it didn't really affect me.
Right.
It sucks, and it's terrible, and I'm glad he went to prison. Did he end up going to prison?
Or
did they give him a stay of, like, you're blind and old and shitty, so...
Yeah, and he looks like...
He'll be old and shitty in prison.
Let's see. There we go.
Yay!
Yeah, he looks like... His eyes are all glazed over now. He's... Looks like a dog with cataracts.
Really?
Yeah, he's pretty much legally blind now.
Is he like a basset hound? Like, what kind of dog?
I don't know. I just... But his eye, like, he just looks completely checked out. One of his last pictures, though, he was smiling. He's doing a whole Huxtable smile.
He found out he liked getting raped. Oh, maybe I should have done this the other way and drugged myself.
So, I can't imagine being Bill Cosby and being so desperate that you had to drug people.
No.
Because he's Bill fucking Cosby.
Yeah, that seems like there should have been just a line of people willing. Just on fame alone, plus money?
You would think so, but I think that part of it was probably because he was married and he was trying to do things discreetly. And maintain the...
Yeah, but how many people are you going to be able to hang out with that just hung out with you and then black out and can't remember shit and hurt?
Right, and hurt.
It's like, Jesus. Wow, I wonder what I did last night.
I have three painful holes. What's happened? I can't imagine what's happened
That's
to
terrible.
Me. It can't. It couldn't have been Bill. It couldn't have been Bill Cosby.
No, not Mr. Huxtable.
He wasn't looking all rapey.
With the pudding snacks.
Okay, Ward, who's giving me beers?
What do you want?
I believe that was a GH, so let's stick with the GH.
I am 100% behind Pat Sajak, though.
Drink them.
He can say whatever the fuck he wants to on his show.
Oh, of course. That one's gigantic. What is that?
It's a bomber. That's 22 ounce. That's a GH.
Oh, okay. What's a bomber?
GH stands for God.
22 ounces. They're called bomber bottles.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So,
and one of our three viewers might not know what a bomber is.
What was the Twitter thing that you had pulled up?
Oh, yeah. His Twitter feed was, and I don't know if this was related to, because the stuff just started coming out today, and these are like 4 and 5 days old. But criticizing others is so much easier than examining your own life. So this is Pat Sajak's Twitter. and so much less productive. And then his other one is, how nice for those who have lived such exemplary lives that they can express glee when others have their lives ruined by mistake, real or perceived. So I don't think it's necessarily related to the most recent episode, but it could be.
It could be.
Maybe somebody said something to him.
It could have been related to the Gina Carano thing too, because she temporarily had her life ruined. Hi, Mara. How's my girl?
Is she back on track? They didn't rehire her at Disney, did they? Disney.
No, she's done at Disney.
Disney breaks that shit off fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
It's surgical.
You could fart in church and someone could tweet about it and they would fire you.
Yeah. Like,
it's done.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts.
I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't get her job back. They gave James Gunn his job back and he was talking about raping children.
Yeah. Well, and that was after several months, though, of a protest
and the cast,
right?
And I don't know that Pedro Pascal is the type
Batista was going to leave.
With the whole Guardians,
cast was going to leave.
No, Pedro wouldn't make a stink. Pedro's
kind of a liberal piece of shit.
He's also cast as the lead in the Last of Us.
Yeah.
I haven't played the game, but I hear it's heart-wrenching and just a great story.
It's a fantastic story.
I think they're pretty much counting on Mandalorian falling apart, but they've already kind of put their ducks in that.
The Mandalorian falling apart, how?
Pascal's gonna... He's been hard to deal with, hard to work with that past
season. Oh, has he really?
Season, yeah.
Oh.
He wanted to take the mask off, or the helmet, like the headpiece off, way before he actually did in the show.
In the Bill Burr episode?
Yeah. And then, it had to suck when all those, the other three Mandalorians come in and they all like pop their helmets off.
Yeah.
At the same time.
But it's all for the story.
Right.
And he's
supposed to be following a different storyline or different,
history. He's got that coat. Or whatever.
But now he's figured out and he won't have to wear it anymore, except when he's fighting.
Right. Cause that's John Wayne's, No. Who is that? No, it is John Wayne's kid. Grandkid.
Which one?
The one that does the fighting or the gunslinging stuff. Not the fighting, but the one that he dresses up in the Mando suit and does like all the gunslinging stuff.
I haven't watched any of the special features.
And then another guy does all the fighting stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
So why even bother with Pedro Pascal?
You could have him just do the voice.
Most of it is just him doing the voice.
You wouldn't even need him for the voice. Because...
they modulate it anyway.
Yeah. It's all in this.
And that is probably why he wants to take the helmet off, because he doesn't think he's going to get
job security.
Yeah.
Well, now that he has taken it off a few times, like...
Well, now he's at the point story-wise where he's going to be comfortable not wearing it.
Right.
Because he's already in with the true Mandalorians.
Right.
Instead of his offshoot religion.
Religious fanatic sect of Mandalore. Yeah.
How did you guys feel about the CGI Luke?
I'm indifferent. I don't care. If they want to keep people alive forever with computer magic, I don't care anymore.
Because it's going to get better.
It is.
And if they don't,
it already has.
If they can do that
years.
Without paying Mark Hamill, I'm even more behind it. He's such a whiny little bitch on Twitter. And it's depressing when you see people like that, like people that you've kind of admired your whole life. Like, he's the best Joker there is. I don't care what people say about anybody else.
Fact.
He's so good as the Joker in all the video games where he's the voice in the Batman, the animated series.
It comes through.
He's so good. And he's such a good voice actor. And, you know, once we're done with that first episode, Luke gets really good as a character. But, man, fuck Mark Hamill and his whiny shit. Like, he's just always like, I'm such a liberal. Okay, can we all just be great? Like, no, we can't. You whiny pussy.
We didn't luck out and star in one of the biggest sci-fi trilogies ever. when we were so young.
and just and when, ride it.
Was it a car wreck or motorcycle wreck that fucked up his face?
I thought it was car, a motorcycle wreck.
No, it might have been motorcycle.
Anyway.
But yeah, his he got his face all fucked up. Is anybody worried about Tiger Woods?
No.
I know. I can't wait till
they tell the story. Is he going to walk again?
I can't wait till they tell the story about why he wrecked. Because they're really investigating.
Yeah.
How it happened.
Who he was going to see. Was it Roadhead? Oh, we don't know yet.
Oh, I bet it was Roadhead.
Was there more than him in the car?
I don't even know. I only saw like the head, like my phone was blowing up with the fucking news headlines about it. And I was like, I don't care. Is he alive? Is he like, I'm just, okay, he's not alive. Dead. So
he hasn't played good.
And then the whole, they got him out of the car with the jaws of life. They do that to everybody all the time. If the car's cramped shut, my wife got extricated from the car that we got in a wreck in 2004 with the jaws of life. She didn't get any special medal because of it. The guy that was operating the jaws of life broke his wrist using them.
She doesn't. He should have got a medal. Yeah.
Or he should train more. Seriously?
Who's his left hand?
How well does your wife drive a golf ball?
Now, when you say the guy that did that, was that a fireman, a first responder?
It's a first responder guy, yeah.
With the amount those guys train, how do you break a wrist?
Oh, beats the fuck out of me. That car was crunched though. It was like a fucking pop can on the front end on the side with my wife was driving.
They've been built like that for a while though. Like they're supposed to crumple.
Right. That was a 90. I think that car was a 92 Camry.
Right on.
We're probably alive because it was a 92 Camry. If we had been driving like a 2010 Camry, it'd probably be.
Oh, I guess the newer ones are even safer.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like, dude, cars are super safe.
They look like they take a whole bunch more damage, and the car itself does, but you're, like, just league safer in the newer ones that fall apart when they collide with things because it just, all the impact is taken by...
And it shifts the force away from the passengers.
Yeah, everything goes out, and the little compartment cage survives. It's pretty nifty. You watch those crash test videos on YouTube and those old cars that are like 3 tons of steel.
Yeah, yeah.
They kill whoever's inside of them and they kill whoever they hit.
Yeah.
Everybody dies and the car has a little scratch. Like, oh, you fucked up my paint. I'm dead, but my paint is fucked up.
Back when people didn't wear seatbelts.
Yeah, and those things will drive through walls and shit and not take any damage, but man, they rattle up the people inside because they don't absorb any of the shock.
Right through a laundromat.
And so now it totals the car, but the people inside are much better off. It's like football helmets.
It's just prepping us for when the AI drivers take over and we're not allowed to drive anymore. And then somebody else is controlling, well, not somebody, but something else is controlling you. And they're like, well, there's an accident up ahead and I can't slow down in time. So I'm just going to veer off and kill the passengers so we don't kill any more people up there. How are you going to have an AI that makes those decisions?
Right.
Pretty well now. Google had one that drove for 3 years before it got hit. And it got hit because somebody ran a stop sign. I don't know how it works, but...
Well, does it learn?
I don't know.
As it goes? I would expect that something like that would have to learn.
Well, yeah, if it's a real AI.
If it's AI.
Oh, hi, Derek!
The beard. I'm a lesser beard.
Yeah, he cut it down.
It's pretty shit. Oh, look, there's my neck. You can see my neck!
Yeah,
really hurts his feelings every time he says it. I'm a lesser beard.
Oh no, it's all right. Lesser beard.
So what was the Mars landing? Talked a little bit about this the other day.
Oh, the shit about it being the whole thing being fake. Yeah. I mean, this is on the level of the moon landing being fake. Now, I don't want Buzz Aldrin to come punch me in the fucking face or anything.
Why would we fake this one? Isn't this the second one they've sent up there?
Oh, and UAE and China both put one up there.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago. But there's this island up in the Arctic that is an Arctic desert. It doesn't have any snow. It's almost completely dry. And it's where NASA does all the training for the Mars mission. And it looks exactly like it looks exactly like Mars. And there's only like two or three different things that live on the island. And one of them is these lemmings, right? And in some of the videos that this rover is sending back, you can see these little lemmings that are on this island.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay.
Dude, you would take this away from the audience. You... what are you... Faking the Mars stuff? Some of us believe that we will eventually, mankind will get off this planet because we're going to fuck it up. We're going to fuck it up bad. And
see, Derek,
that
is
some
on this.
Deep conspiracy shit. I had never considered that until this moment.
That it was fake?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah,
that the Mars landing was fake?
We've never been to the fucking moon.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
we can't get beyond the Van Allen belt because the radiation will kill us. And we can't make the thrust to get through it.
So you're telling me we should spend less money on NASA?
They're just keeping hope alive. Well, what was the thing that they said about NASA? They're doing it for what reason?
That it's just an excuse to say that that's where money's gone.
Right. It's a laundering.
It's like, oh, well, yeah, all that money went to NASA. It went that way. Wow. Oh, God, no, we didn't spend that on drugs and cocaine and hookers and sex islands and whatever. That went to NASA. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. Didn't pay any scientists.
So we've got to double down on Papa Elon?
No. I don't know about him.
Is he just another cog in the machine? Is he...
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think he's
special.
He
thinks we're all a simulation anyway, so.
He does.
He's unique.
For someone that thinks we're all a simulation, he's sure working real hard to do things. Like, it's like he's trying to fuck with the...
Did you see that thing in the Washington Post the other day? It was like Elon Musk couldn't be reached for comment. The only thing he only responded to our emails, or our email requests with, say hi to your puppet masters. I don't know. About
a single tweet from Elon can shift. Well, not nations, but it can shift the stock market.
It can.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he shifted Dogecoin, and then Bitcoin.
Well, my
and
son
Bitcoin's
came home.
Been wild in the last few days. It's. Yeah.
I've decided my son's like the most gullible person. He's buying these fucking bootleg DVDs.
Yeah.
But he comes home, he's like, yeah, Elon Musk sent out this tweet about like these watches. You just have to, you can get these free watches. And so I'm like, send it to me. I don't know. And so then he comes back about a half hour later. He's like, turns out I think it's probably a fake thing.
Somebody photoshopped.
I couldn't find the actual tweet. And I'm like, you just looked at a picture of a tweet? You didn't actually go to fucking vet this?
No, I share fake tweets all the time because they're hilarious.
Well, yeah.
But I bet he skews more towards the average.
Yeah, I know. Kids, they trust a screenshot.
Are inexperienced and very trusting.
And they won't go to the source.
They're fucking stupid, all of them.
It doesn't have anything to do with stupidity. It's inexperience, and it's why it's so hard for young people to understand why old people know better. It is just...
And we don't.
Each person
we don't know
has,
better. Well, don't let anybody ever tell you that we know better, because adults are fucking stupid too. Adults are stupid too. There's two of you watching. Adults are stupid too. Everybody's dumb. Nobody knows what's going on. No one anywhere knows what's going on.
Everybody
we're just hurtling through space, and no one knows what's going on. It's a terrifying existence.
Everyone makes mistakes. Some people's mistakes are just less, I was going to say effective. But
some people's mistakes just have more consequences.
Yeah. That is perfect.
And the older you get, the more consequences your mistakes have. Usually. Mine only bear on like 3 or 4 people at this point.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, I think everybody makes plenty of mistakes. I think what Rick's trying to say is basically like the more time goes by, the more you learn from a lot of that stuff and kind of can gain some amount of wisdom to impart on your lessers or the young ones.
What Rick's really trying to say is that over the years, you run into some, everybody has some really fucked up situations in their life.
Yeah.
And it's how you handled it and then how you reviewed handling it. And kids aren't, they haven't been around long enough to have those really fucked up situations.
And neither has this this new internet, like the social media and stuff. We've experienced it a little bit in our 20s and through our 30s, but not to the extent that like these kids are growing up in it now. But my kids don't even touch Facebook.
Good.
Which is good. Like,
yeah, but they're on TikTok and
yeah, I know. There's other things that
like,
are just
things where people are like exponentially scarier. Their yeah. genitals and stuff and. Like, oh, I've got 10 seconds to get 1,000 views and or whatever they're looking for. Probably millions at this point.
Probably.
I don't know. It's all crazy. But I do know that the more I learn and the more that I get in my head, the more I know that I don't know. Like, it's just like, oh, here's another layer of shit that you do know, but here's a bunch more shit that you know that you just have no idea about. And like every time you learn something new, you learn like a little bit of a bunch of shit that you didn't know. And there's so much more out there. Nobody knows anything. As a species, we're fucking barely out of the
Well, mark. And it like I think about that the 300, the rule of the 300.
Oh, that book I shared with you earlier.
That
today.
Book you shared with me earlier. I was listening to a little bit of it and I was listening to it be read to me by a robot voice, so it's hard to like you pick up most of it, but at the same time, it sounds like a robot panicking.
Yeah,
because of the way wrote the thing is written back in 91, but you listen to that and it's it is like the scare tactic thing a little bit.
Yeah,
and but then you have to wonder what of that is actual. Like truth, and what if that is like this guy's just maybe mental?
Well, how much of that is like Dr. Was it Campbell? I think his name's John Campbell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd have to look because I still got the PDF pulled up somewhere. But how much of that is legit? And some of it seems like it is because there's a lot of it. It's like, wow, since 91, we've moved ahead on some of this. They didn't quite pull shit off by the year 2000 like they thought they would. But I think the Y2K thing that slowed everything down when they had to like pause, because they didn't, that wasn't like in the news in 91. But like as we inched toward 2000, all of a sudden like all this shit had to stop so everybody could update all this software so it wouldn't.
Right. But like, how big of a deal was that really? Was that actually a real thing or was that just another fucking smoke and mirror shit?
Exactly.
That's what we
don't. Nobody
like,
knows.
We don't know what we like. There's no way of really knowing anything.
Was that just a way to take all the what does he call them? Useless eaters.
Yeah.
Useless eaters is what they said that they're trying to farm out and get rid of this council of 300. And this guy worked for the CIA and whatever. And how much of that is just you know that this was before. Like our current PTSD studies and how much damage that really does. And if he was working for the CIA, he's got to have all kinds of weird shit that he did and stuff that hammered at him. But like those Bilderberg people, those are legit meetings.
Oh yeah.
Like those are things that happen and it is a rotating group of people and they just happen to be in the upper echelons of government and business and right. finance and whatnot.
Well, I think it means nothing in the end of the day because if the world ends or if we reach an apocalyptic state, we're all just going to be fending for ourselves anyway.
Mm. Yeah, if there's a big disaster, Nothing.
And it sounds like, based on the science that's being presented and the panic, that we're like 8 years out from terrible natural disasters,
We've
I guess.
We've always been 8 years out.
The window is closing, but I think they're trying to make it ever more prescient because Biden's in office now, so that they can be like, come on, boy. But that little girl, what's her name?
Greta Thunberg.
Could they have got a worse spokesperson for the cause?
She is the angriest looking little troll. Like some village bridge is missing its troll. And she's
awful.
We are
watching.
We're watching you.
Okay.
We're watching you, and we're gonna eat you. You need to stop driving your cars.
They need to talk to
Bill Gates, and I said so.
And John Kerry,
Nancy Pelosi, flying back and forth from D.C. to California on
all
her private
the fucking
plane.
Time.
Back and forth, and then talk to me about climate change. But then Nancy Pelosi doesn't really talk to me about climate change. We can
no, she's
look
too,
at
too worried about
Bill
spirit
Gates.
Cooking and eating children. Gates. Fucking lizard woman.
or Al Gore.
It would be, I don't know.
Motherfucker should run to all his engagements.
He should. He should write a. He should
Forrest
Lance,
Gump that shit.
Lance Armstrong.
Motherfucker.
I kind of hearken for like a time, like going back to just like small communities.
Yeah.
That's
like insular communities that just kind of self-sustain on their own and don't have to, and you don't have to travel.
Yeah.
Like villages, basically.
That's what I push. When people ask me for like real, like how, like what do I do?
But my
stop
village,
doing.
That's all you
my
can do.
Village doesn't have gold. Or my village doesn't have enough women.
Yeah. Right.
They're going to go attack another village. And then you've
that's
got
true.
All these villages attacking each other. There's a reason we aren't.
We're
the
back
point
in
we're
medieval
at.
Times.
Yeah. It will never be like that unless we have the pandemic, a real pandemic, or
some sort of apocalyptic event
that
knocks us on our ass.
Shit. Then.
When you got to wonder, like, when they talk about this vaccine, sterilizing people, is that the end goal? Like, they don't have to kill a bunch of useless eaters if within 50 years
they only
there's a shitload of people not having kids.
They stealth sterilized 97% of the population.
Yeah. That problem solved. You know? Yay!
So then who's left? A few smart people and all the fucking knuckle draggers that didn't want to get vaccinated?
Bill Gates and...
But, you know, you see those people getting vaccinated on television and they're not getting vaccinated. Nobody's
not
injecting
real.
Them on their arms.
No.
Oh, that's Maris, not fucking children. Speaking of knuckle draggers, fucking children. But yeah, I mean, when they did Nancy Pelosi on TV, they didn't even take the cap off the needle.
Like, yeah, I think those are like special needles, though, aren't they?
I don't know. Oh, because
special needle for a special lady.
Because she's a fucking
bones with skin. I've never liked Pelosi.
No. I don't care who your political party
she's
is.
She's looked like
you
fucking
all
Bobby
need
Yager
to vote for younger people.
No
please
fucking
God.
Shit.
Yeah.
I don't care if you are red or blue.
There's no reason.
Or green.
There's no reason anybody over 65. That's retirement age. That's when you're supposed to be doing like
but
shit
look,
for you.
Look
and
at who they
we
got.
Have people
and seriously
in their 70s running the country.
Cortez.
You could work yourself through college, get
that girl should be doing
some
porn
experience
somewhere.
And then run for office.
I was scared in my office across the street. Those
you get, you
rioters
get six figures,
were going to kill me.
And you can live in D.C. You can squat in D.C. somewhere.
Yeah.
Make laws. Make shit happen. That's the fucking problem is we're just kind of in this fucking holding pattern.
Nobody's doing anything. They're all fighting about, well, we should just give them some checks. No, we shouldn't give them some checks.
They're still impeaching Trump, and it's
he hasn't been February. President for like 2 months now.
Well, the impeachment trial's over, but they're still impeaching him. They're still people talking about
why
it.
Why haven't they impeached Reagan yet? Or Carter. Carter was a shitbag. He was like the worst president we ever had.
I just wish we could forget Trump. He just went away.
Or Obama. Like, let's impeach Obama.
Yeah, right.
And fucking Lincoln. And James K. Polk. Fuck that guy. Let's impeach him,
you're
too.
You're going to get canceled. Impeach Obama? That's racist.
Why? Just the white half of him. He can keep the black president thing. Just cancel his grandma or whatever. We were up to 5 viewers for that too. Like 5 people heard me say impeach the white half of Obama.
Just Yay. The white half.
And I'm the one drinking.
That's a Cards Against Humanity joke. You can't get mad at me for that.
It's multiple. You can play it twice. The black half of Barack Obama, the white half of Barack Obama. If you were to get both and get... Who's your favorite superhero duo? If someone played that for me, it would win just because. What are the chances you would have both? Wonder Twin Powers activate.
I'm surprised Michelle Obama's penis isn't one. Jesus.
That's not a hot take.
I think that's probably an actual card in one of the more recent ones.
Most likely.
That was a top dollar insult during the Trump administration.
Oh, Jesus.
I just can't grab her by the pussy. Sorry.
Did they not realize he's a terrible person?
I know. Like, I don't know.
Forever.
That's why you vote
even before he ran.
Yeah.
Way before he ran.
Before we even got out of the 80s.
But you watch him in the 80s, though.
Most of our life. But think about the shit he got away with in the 80s.
Right.
And his ilk.
The way he talked, though, in interviews in the 80s was a much more like erudite, like a lot more thought went into things that came out of his mouth.
And that speaks to Pat Sajak.
And then a whole lot of cocaine.
He was the same way. Like shit.
A whole lot of cocaine later.
And Epstein kids. Cocaine and Epstein kids.
Yeah. Doing cocaine off Epstein.
I'm really surprised they haven't tried to unearth anything on the Epstein stuff. With
why? It would
Trump.
Upset everything.
Yeah, you can't open that can of worms. The worst one we have is Prince Andrew. And what did they do on Prince Andrew's birthday, which was like the tail end of last week? They were talking about taking away Meghan and Harry's royal titles. On his birthday, the Queen's PR team is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
She's the head of the council. Did you get that far?
No, I haven't. Oh, no, maybe.
Why do you think she doesn't die?
Yeah.
She's Magic Johnsoning that shit.
Adrenochrome and fucking child cocaine. Like, she mixes it with kid blood like they do in the vampire movie. With the,
yeah, what's her husband's name? Philip?
Yeah.
He's like 99 and he hospitalized him.
Yeah.
And they're acting like he's just so young.
Yeah. I think she's been draining his soul. He used to look just like Charles.
And if you look
at like 2 weeks ago,
average age of monarchs, they don't live that long. She is fucking toted in.
Yeah, there's
driving truck during World War II.
There's video or there's video. Shit. There's pictures of her like changing tires on Jeeps in World War II.
That's crazy.
And
no,
she's still hanging out. She's a World War II vet.
To think of everything she's experienced, to be a young adult during World War II, so she was a child during World War I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then to see the leaps and bounds technology's taken and how all of the empires have shifted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and especially like the technology thing. I remember like in my 20s and I would go to like, I'd show something to my dad thinking he'd be all impressed with like whatever the technology, like be like, look at this little, it's a little iPod. You can put all these songs on here. He's like, yeah, okay. Not impressed.
Great.
Because they've already been through that, like for whatever era they went through,
mm-hmm.
like 8 tracks. That was amazing then. Everything has this progression. And so like, it's like when my kids show me something,
mm-hmm.
thinking they've, my son's doing like video editing stuff now, and he was showing me something, and I have to do this thing where I pretend I haven't done what he's doing.
I was going to say you just pretend to be really excited
about
what he's doing.
Well, and no,
because you got to fake kids out.
No, you don't.
I don't even have kids.
No, you do the thing where, well, it's not the thing, because I care about that he's doing it. I think it's cool that he's doing it, so I'll be like excited for him that he's doing it. But don't try to pitch it to me like you've just like, look what I know how to do.
I just split the atom, Dad.
Did you see that? I'm like, yeah, you clicked a couple buttons on your mouse. Bravo.
So Mara did a watercolor painting at school today,
yeah.
And I couldn't tell what the fuck it was. And I asked her, I'm like, what is this? She's like, it's paint. And I'm like, this is the best kid that's ever been.
Touché.
Like, it is paint.
Yeah.
Like, but what's the picture? She's like, I don't know. It's paint. They told me to paint. So I painted. Like, yes! Yes!
When I was in kindergarten, I did a dot-to-dot of a horse's head. And it was like my dad's first year teaching at that school. He's an English teacher. And we had an art teacher at the time. And I did the dot to dot of the horse. I colored it all in. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't really see the dot to dot, like the, unless you like spent more than the second my dad spent looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was all like, oh, wow, this is really good. And he was all impressed because I handed it to him. And the teacher's like, yeah, he did a good job. And he took off down the hall to show the fucking art teacher what his kindergarten age kid did. And the guy's like, yeah, that's a dot to dot.
Great, great job.
And my dad's like, well, isn't that great? I mean, yeah.
Those are the best straight lines I've seen from a kindergartner.
Yeah, normally they're all over the fucking page.
Oh, and you can count too. Bravo.
Yeah, 4 to 5 there was real fucking solid. Nicely done. Eduardo.
Well, and it. Wow. Wow. Beer me, Eduardo.
Got it.
Just one of the smaller ones.
Oh.
How about an Irish red?
Sure. I don't even have to break that.
Jesus.
Like a boss. Oh, man, I should drink it out of the bottle. The bottle's wicked.
Oh, those bottles are awesome.
They're super awesome. Oh, I do get to drink some out of the bottle. Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, back to Sajak. I'm totally on his side. I don't care that he made fun of a kid with a speech impediment. And that dude's a kid compared to
me neither. Cat. He's there to try to win some money.
Yeah. And the dude made over $12,000.
So
like 12.5 or something. He did all right.
Can't you argue that Sajak's there to add some levity? A little bit
for
of like
sure.
Just for we're fucking like daytime fucking or like pre-prime time, right? Because they're showing it like right before the news, like, or right after the news.
It's like dinner time.
One
TV.
Of the two. But so fuck, you do that for 40 years? There's got to be a point where you're getting bored. And so to keep the magic alive, you might make a couple off-color jokes every once in a while.
To get people to keep fucking and watching, to keep people game watching show the game that nobody except old people sits down and watch when it is happening. And it's not even live. It's fucking taped.
And they're not looking at Vanna like they used to anymore. I mean, the camera's way back.
She used to have to turn those boxes. Now she just kind of goes and like waves her hand at them.
I don't know. In the last, I'll say the last 2 years, I did catch some Wheel of Fortune tape before a live studio audience when Pat Sajak was out and Vanna White was doing it, and they had Vanna's replacement doing the doing the letters. Wow.
Not as good? Was she shitty at it?
No, Vanna just... she.
It's the walk that... it's that...
that's all she has. She was trying to talk like Pat Sajak does, trying to keep it fresh. You could tell everything she said to people was scripted, and she didn't actually have a rapport with any of the contestants.
Oh, really? Oh.
It was not very good.
This was awkward.
It was super awkward.
She's been, like he said, 40 years of doing the most mindless job probably anywhere.
Where in a lot of places, if you were second banana, you'd be paying attention to what main banana was doing, and you would do what they do
to have that job,
so you could replace them.
Replace them, yeah.
Oh yeah.
But well, that's
a unique situation though, with them.
They're a team.
Yeah, because she kind of developed into almost a co-host.
Like, oh, Nightwing's going to take over when I get shot in the head by the Joker.
Yeah,
like she's going to turn fucking letters when some dude comes and replaces Pat.
But even in that situation, you would think she would be paying enough attention to Pat to see that how he interacts, and maybe some of that would rub off.
Yeah. Do you think they'll keep Wheel like they did Price is Right after Sajak goes off?
I don't know.
They would have to reinvent it with a new Pat and a new Vanna.
Right. They couldn't keep
one
Vanna and lose Pat.
Because she already got her try, and people wouldn't watch that.
Right. I think, if I remember correct, she left the show temporarily for a while. And I thought he did, too, at one point.
Maybe.
You would have to Wikipedia that stuff.
Yeah.
The history of Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
Let's look. I'm sure that...
Yeah, they'd have, like, I don't know... I guess Price is Right's been doing all right with Drew Carey, but
Drew
I don't
Carey
watch
is
it.
Funny.
I'm sure. I'm sure
watched,
it goes well. When he did like Whose Line Is It Anyway and stuff, those were fun.
He's a great host. He is a charismatic guy.
He's good in that. He's got that right cadence for doing that kind of thing.
Oh, for sure.
More so than, and I think he saw that. I think he realized that he's better at that than even acting in a sitcom. Or
there's a guy who got to reinvent himself. He was this fat comic guy, and then he's like, oh, I'm going to go be a game show host now, and he probably got gastric bypass.
He did.
And actually adhered to his reduced stomach eating regimen.
Yeah.
And now he's a skinny game show host.
He's a little bit. He's put on a little bit more weight. But he's also fucking 50-some years old, so... it's okay. At a certain
skinny
point.
Is a relative term,
right?
Skinny for him.
Skinny for him. Yeah, it is skinny for him. Yeah. So, what do you know?
It was originally hosted by Chuck Woolery and Susan Stafford. Woolery left in 1981 and was replaced by Sajak.
Oh man!
Sajak left the network version in January of 1989 to host his own late night talk show while remaining as the host of the nighttime Wheel show.
That late night show. Came and went.
Yeah. Super he was
fast.
Replaced in daytime by Rolf.
No one remembers.
Who was in turn replaced by Bob Goen when the network show moved to CBS. Goen remained as host for the second NBC run. Stafford left in 1982 and was replaced by White. So Vanna's been on there since
1982.
Yeah.
Almost 40 years.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking close.
Jim Thornton has been the show's off camera announcer since 2010. Two spin-off versions. Jesus.
There wasn't a break in the 90s?
Nope.
Huh.
Wow. The core game is based on Hangman.
When did Vanna White host?
I can't believe Chuck Woolery was the original host from 75 to 81.
For 6 years?
Yeah.
Well, we weren't. I was barely.
Well, yeah.
Out of diapers. You guys were barely.
Christmas of 81. I was still shitting my pants Christmas of 81.
Yeah.
Well, I probably was too. Last week, so.
I'm pretty sure I was too. I doubt I was potty trained before I was one.
Christmas of 81?
Irish twins, bitches.
You were.
Oh, Christmas of 81, I might have been.
You were almost two. And I was potty trained within weeks of you, so. That's the benefit of having close ages. Is
what? He doesn't have somebody wiping his ass anymore? Yeah, I can take care of
that. I'm going to go ahead and do that myself, too.
Privacy, bitches.
Get a bidet, Mom.
Yeah.
Wow.
You, animals. If you still wipe your ass with dry paper, you're fucking stupid. Get a bidet and have the water hose it off and then gently dry it with the tissue paper. Yep. So that when you're wiping with the tissue paper, you don't actually pull back shit.
You sold me.
Oh
man, I've been going strong. I halfway had my grandma sold on it this summer, and I almost sent her one for Christmas. But I'd have gotten my ass reamed by my dad because he'd have been the one to have to put it in.
You should have.
I'll put one in for.
Put it in for.
Well, I can't trap. We can't go see anybody right now. We were going to go over for the holiday.
COVID's over.
I know. We're going to go soon. But, and in that event, I'll bring one over and put it in her. They're super simple to install.
Hot take.
Hot take.
I'll bring one over and put it in her. Yeah, like he said
cat,
that.
When my when cat comes on my chest.
In 2032. And you want to find out what Eduardo was up to. Yeah. He'll bring one and put it in her.
For April Fool's Day of 97, Sajak and Trebek traded jobs.
Epic. I bet that was fucking epic at the time.
Trebek presided over a special two-contestant wheel celebrity death match between Sajak and White, who were playing for the Boy Scouts of America and the American Cancer Society, respectively.
Wow, how could you pick Boy Scouts over cancer?
Being Pat Sajak?
I guess.
Leslie Sajak, Pat's wife, was the guest hostess for a day. January and February 2011, the show held Vanna for a Day contest, in which home viewers submitted video auditions to take Vanna White's place for one episode, with the winner determined by a poll on the show's website. The winner of this contest was from Worcester, Ohio.
And how much skin did she show?
All of it. She did it in the buff. And Pat said, her.
I bet it was Pat trying to find his next ex-wife.
In November of 2019, 3 weeks of episodes were taped with White hosting in Sajak's place while he recovered from intestinal surgery.
3 weeks.
During her time as hostess, several guests appeared at the puzzle board, including costume performers of Mickey and Minnie Mouse and Maggie Sajak, Pat's daughter.
I missed both of those. I only watched two. And I was embarrassed for her.
Rosie O'Donnell hosted at one point.
I would have tuned out.
For the third round, because her name was used as a puzzle in the second round.
In 2019?
97.
Oh, 97. Okay. I was like, I had no idea Rosie O'Donnell was relevant in 2019.
Vanamania. That was in 91.
So what other subject were we going to discuss? Because I don't think anybody wants to go down this rabbit hole. There are two people. Nobody wants to go down this rabbit hole with us.
You didn't. You weren't interested in the history of
Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, you unfortunate sons of bitches. You can't drink this beer I'm drinking, which is pretty good.
I think that's actually the Helles in there, too. Is it light? I can't tell from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, it's definitely not the
that's
red.
The Helles.
Helles Magazine?
Doing good. It's
That one's one of my favorites. I've brewed 10 gallons of it so far.
10 gallons of beer, Volk.
Well, brew more, I'm thirsty.
I've brewed 45 gallons in total.
Jesus.
So.
How many bottles is that?
Well, 48, 5 gallons does roughly 48 12-ounce bottles. Wow. So.
That's crazy.
48 times 9.
Yeah.
You got the. No human calculators, huh?
It's not 4,800, but it's close.
No, it isn't.
It's not even close. No, 432 bottles.
I was going to say it's.
It's not even 999.
It's not even 500 bottles of beer.
No, it's not close.
Man, I don't know.
I was like. Oh, 360 plus 72
I heard your numbers wrong, obviously.
Wow, you bottled 4,500 bottles of beer.
I was really...
And boy, is my arm tired.
I haven't even bottled 432 because I bottle some 22-ouncers and 25-ouncers.
That's true.
And 16s, so...
Yeah.
But that gives you an idea of how much money you've saved on beer.
Yeah.
How much money I've saved on beer. Oh, wait, I drank free Weinhardts here before. So.
You've brought Weinhardts, though, too.
On occasion.
Yeah. It's payment for your suffering.
Suffering. Suffering?
Did I tell you I was doing this thing with my kids over the summer? Well, first I told them what it was, and then I would just I'd walk in the room and I'd if they did something to piss me off, I'd go, fell aside.
You didn't use something like Serenity Now?
No, I just said fell aside, and then I walked away. After I let them...
Killing your loved ones?
Killing your kids.
Oh.
Kid, yeah.
That's some Greek-level bullshit.
Yeah. No, I have no room in my life for people that would kill their own kids. It's... a disturbing thought.
That you're joking about?
Oh, it's fun to joke about.
Lots of things are fun to joke about. And you can joke about anything. Anything can be funny.
Yeah. But when you, like, I don't know, like who that guy from Colorado that, like, stuffed his daughters down, like, a fucking oil tank at his job... This was a couple years ago. There's a documentary on Netflix about it.
Netflix has got some fucked up documentaries.
But he killed his wife, then killed his daughters, claims his daughters killed, or his wife killed the daughters, then that's what drove him to kill her. But, no, that's not what happened. He killed his wife, who was a bitch, by the way. Like, she was just, if you watch the show, I'll find it and I'll send it to you. Yeah.
You believe what they play on Netflix, huh?
I do in this case.
I believe. I believe every time somebody there's says a lot a woman of, is a bitch, I believe them.
There's a lot of pictures and stuff.
No, there's
hashtag believe all men.
Super heavy.
Believe all men.
She did like a ton of super heavy social media stuff, and it was all this stuff where they like the people that overdo their Netflix profile or not their Netflix profiles, but their Facebook profiles. Mm. Where they oversell how happy they are.
Hashtag best life ever.
Yeah. Mm. Are the ones that scare me the most.
I could see that.
But you can't expect that that's how they're living.
Also, she was married to a dude who would kill his daughters and stuff them in an oil tank and kill his wife.
Right, to save the affair he was having.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know what would drive... Like, how...
I feel
do
like
you get to that
if
place?
I got to a point where I started having homicidal feelings towards my children, I would just off myself. That's probably the only case where I would kill myself. I love me way too much to do that. But if I started to feel like I was going to hurt my children in any significant capacity, yeah, I would do myself in.
I'd probably at the very least have myself committed. But I don't know, like, what takes a person to that level?
I wouldn't want to deal with that. That'd be true. Way too much of a hassle.
And do you think people get over shit like that?
Like what?
If you want to murder kids, it's the same as if you thought you were going to diddle kids. Do people get over that? Can you fix that?
Can you fix that crazy? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
Is the best route.
No, probably.
It strikes me as the only honorable choice.
Like do people get over the desire to do it, or?
And I'm not talking like the temporary, like, Jesus, I could kill those kids.
Right.
Kind of thing. But like, if I started like getting into that.
Slowly
like,
building to that.
God, I could fucking shove my kids in an oil tank.
Well, it might have been
work.
It might have been what do they call that? A crime of passion or whatever?
A fit of rage.
But how's that happen with your kids?
But then what do you, like, what in your right mind after the fact? Like, okay, you come to your senses.
You murder
but
your
still
kids
you're gonna go take your kids
and then you're
and stuff
stuffing
them
in
oil
somewhere.
Well?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Seriously, that guy should get the chair.
Oh yeah,
and not the chair. Some gruesome public execution available on pay-per-view.
I mean, he had to break
gruesome
bones and
yeah
stuff. Like
this guy is the worst of the worst.
You can't. Can you picture your? You can't. I can't picture myself doing it. I would. Want to like
wretch,
yeah,
no,
like where do you man, it's a hard thing to talk about because it's like I can't imagine it, and so then when you see that somebody does it or when you're told that somebody does it and it's just like basically to cover your tracks,
those are shitty fucking people.
Yeah,
it's such an alien thought process to me. And lots of people say that I'm like the worst of the worst, like as far as people go. And I'm just not. you watch these things and you're like, how the fuck do you even get to that point?
Right.
Like maybe strangers, you know, like in a war situation or like, you know, like if you've been built up in like propagandized and it's... You know, like the Chinese with the Uyghurs, like we were talking about, or like the Nazis with the Jews, or whatever. Like you've been just
inundated with.
You've just been constantly told that these are the worst people, or like the right wing media talk about this caravan of people that keep coming up from Guatemala.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're like okay, I could see that we could stuff those kids in cages, like. You know, then you start thinking about it, you're like, no, probably not. I don't think I could do that.
Right.
I don't think I could agree with a concentration camp. I don't think I could do that. But then, but if it was just constant and you don't have any other source of news except one that's saying that, then you're like, I could see how that could happen, especially like before.
Right.
Like in like the 40s. I'm not trying to excuse it, but I can see how it would happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrible. It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't be happening in China now. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't even get to China right now. And it's,
you could if you had
to. Well, I mean, there's ways. We could build a boat.
We could rowboat that bitch.
You could Contiki that shit.
Fuck, hired.
Where's your motivation, man? We can... do anything we want.
I have fucking responsibilities.
We're just held back by responsibilities.
If we made it to Hawaii, we would stop.
And you know,
no one would know where we were. No cell phones. I'm homeless in Hawaii. Suck it.
There's just smooth waters the whole way there.
There's a surprising amount of fucking homeless people in Hawaii. And they set their shit up anywhere. They set up their little tarps so when it rains at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it doesn't get on them.
I wouldn't buy a tarp. I'd just get Gore-Tex.
Ugh. That's the way to go.
But no, if the rest of the Muslim world doesn't care, and the main people standing up for the Muslims that are getting slaughtered and raped and whatever are Jewish people, right, there's a problem. Like, well, and their own people aren't.
But those are different Muslims. Those aren't
Muslims will come over here and blow shit up, and they'll sacrifice their lives for shit. Like, go to China and blow some shit up, guys. Leave the U.S. alone for a while.
Yeah, we are not outright eliminating your fellows in faith.
Like, if you go over there and you start doing some damage over there, you might actually fix some of these pollution problems that are coming out of China, too.
But
like,
can you imagine
population reduction over there? Fuckers.
Desert Muslims getting into China? They actually have borders that you can't cross.
I've been to one of those borders.
They're no. It's not like going to Canada.
Well, no, half of them are mountain people. They could go right over those mountains.
Yes, they could.
They could. There's plenty of...
India could give them a boost.
There's plenty of, like, completely uninhabited land that they could go across. I mean, if they really wanted to, they could get those people
out. If they
were
serious.
But they're not serious. They don't care about their religion. None of those fanatics that are blowing up buildings and shit.
Well, none of us great Americans care about it either.
Nope.
We care about what Pat Sajak's saying on Wheel of Fortune.
You know who really cares? Middle-aged white women.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't care about Pat Sajak.
Well, no, I don't care.
I do.
I care enough.
He's an elderly white man.
To stand up for
probably
him.
Among the most important people in the world.
But I think the argument that he's making fun of people with a disability, I don't think he was doing that.
Oh, no. He was just, it's an off-the-cuff thing.
It was in the moment.
Like you, yeah.
He's heard it before. Yeah, that was shit that he probably grew up around.
Yeah, that's deep in his psyche. Mocking people who are less than.
Yeah, I mean,
and speech impediments are just easy. That's like shooting fish in a barrel.
But hopefully, if that guy got all gussied up and was out on the stage for Wheel of Fortune, he would have a thick enough skin that wouldn't.
I think that he would have. He probably left completely fine, unfazed by it. It's drawing attention
off
to him again.
From, yeah.
What's his age? I didn't look that up.
No.
Wow, the first thing that comes up is Pat Sajak mocks contestants.
Jesus.
74. I would let a 74-year-old man make fun of me for $13,000.
Yeah.
For a half an hour, and he made fun of him once.
Unintentionally made fun of him? Like,
yeah,
it wasn't
do it
like
for 5 G's.
I'd probably do it for $200.
But that dude made almost $13,000, and he got an ice.
Oh, I'm on the Wheel of Fortune.
And he's trending on all of the social apparati.
He's whatever his charity is, or thing he's behind.
Oh, you know why they're picking on him is he's a Republican.
Oh, I bet you you're right.
He is. It says political party Republican. So you know, fuck him. That's why.
Because if he was a Democrat, Vanna would be. I don't want
to
say that.
No. And he was in the army.
Hey, Ward, beer me.
He did both our jobs. He was a disc jockey in the army.
Wow.
During Nam.
No wonder we feel like kindred spirits.
He hosted the same Don Buster radio show that Aaron Croner did. Cronauer? Whatever. And for 14 months followed Cronauer's tradition of signing on with Good Morning Vietnam. 14 months he did that.
He did Good Morning Vietnam?
He did Good Morning Vietnam.
Wow. So that wasn't just a movie.
No.
No, it wasn't just a movie. No, that was for
that
real.
Adrian, the guy that that he was playing was a real guy, and Sajak was his replacement.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. That's
so
pretty
sweet.
So
he's a poor man's Robin Williams. Hmm. And he's making fun of guys with lisps.
He's been married to the same woman since 89.
Have they been faithful?
I don't know. I'm sure he's had Vanna White once or twice. Probably from 86 to 89, because that was when he was divorced. He was married from 79 to 86, and then got remarried in 89.
She may have been smarter than that. Don't bang the host.
And his the real spelling of his last name is S-A-J-D-A-K. Sage
so what
Dak.
Ethnicity is that?
American.
What section of the world did his people come from that they spelled their name that way?
It doesn't say.
This has been the Pat Sajak Hour.
This has been the Pat Sajak Hour.
Fucking Pat Sajak.
Jesus.
At least he's relevant.
That's true. You can't say that about
him. How is it possible that he's still fucking relevant, though?
Because
81 to present, he's been the Wheel of Fortune host.
That's why he's relevant.
He's in every, like, everybody knows him. Everybody
can turn to the motherfucking camera and say, "Suck it!" at the end. They wouldn't play it, but he did it.
Do whatever the fuck he wants.
I can't
except make fun of a deaf guy.
I want to get ahead. I want to
or a guy with a lisp.
Leap ahead a decade or two and just get to the live streaming stuff that's really interesting. Wheel of Fortune Live. People are being like, "Oh, fuck!" with the F-bombs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And do you think that's in a decade?
Or two?
Yeah, maybe.
Aren't people doing that now?
But not game shows like this yet.
People live stream everything.
Yeah, everything's live streamed. But you're probably right.
Here's my reaction video to
things will go that way more so than
it's all gonna
because
go
people are going to turn to this type of content. Because
24-hour news cycle. That was the beginning of the end, and now they're just going to be spewing content where people can absorb it all of the time.
And then pretty soon it's all going to be marketed to you specifically for what you're looking like.
And they're going to have all of the channels. Like, whatever kind of stuff you want to hear people spew, you can tune in.
As long as you pay for it.
Time spent poorly.
But really, public executions on pay-per-view.
It'll be a thing. I'm surprised it hasn't.
That was a whole George Carlin bit.
It is a George Carlin bit. That guy.
It was a good George Carlin bit.
Well, and I've said this before, the fucking Idiocracy is almost like a prophecy movie.
For sure, but George Carlin, you can play his shit today.
It holds up.
And it still fits.
Yeah.
Because it's still the same. That guy. I can't believe he was allowed to have a platform.
Yeah, well, it just goes to show how cyclical we are as a species, too. We just kind of cycle through the same fucking
but really, the
emotions.
George Carlin really got going in the early 70s?
He did that clown thing for a little while, and then he, like, but the 70s was when he broke out.
That's only 50 years. Most of the people that have, a lot of the old people that we have in, yeah, Papa Elon, a lot of the people that are in Congress were in Congress when George Carlin was doing his thing.
Yeah. And they're still there.
Like
they're still fucking up our lives. One of those cocksuckers is our president now.
Yeah, because he was going to start to make a difference after spending 40 years.
He can barely form a fucking coherent sentence.
Now is the time.
He should be in an elder care facility.
He's like,
I've been trying,
but now I'm going to make it happen.
I did 8 years as your VP.
Something.
The second sign and
some executive
man.
Orders.
I'm going to fix things. No,
some
you're not.
Meaningless.
You are the swamp. You executive dirty old orders. Child fucker.
He is solely owned by the corporations and the child fuckers.
He is one. He's molested children on C-SPAN on the Senate floor. It's disgusting. Fuck that dude. I have absolutely no respect, and I refuse to be like, ooh, he's our president. We need to respect him. He's a shit-eating child fucker. I hate him. No respect. You should be ashamed of yourself if you're one of the 81
Who's
million people.
Who's saying he's our president? We need to respect him because...
People say that all the time.
But
there's a bunch of people
last
in a certain
pretty...
age group who think you need to respect whoever is the president at any given time. Regardless of political, their whole position is that's the president, you need to respect them.
People can empathize with G-Dub and Clinton. Now it's straight up, do you want a reality TV guy who's a fucking failure? Or do you want the painfully old guy who is only held up with...
Who's going to bring us back to status quo.
He's held by his puppet strings now. Man. Because it's fucking Weekend at Bernie's at this point.
But they could have had Bernie. I am.
They could have had an
actual
Bernie.
A very conservative person. But I don't like Trump. I would have been happy with Bernie.
I think so.
Let America experience some socialism. In 4 years, you can make a change. In eight, you can make a change. It's only temporary. It's the only the person that's up front.
Yeah.
Well, and how do we ever learn from anything if we're always in this fucking rut of this back and forth? Like, we haven't learned as a country for probably generations at this point because we've just been in this fucking...
The same people
the
in
same,
Congress.
Like, it's this rotation. We do... 4 to 8 years with a Dem, 4 to 8 years with a Republican, and one or the other is controlling most of the House or the Senate or both. You know, the Democrats have the House and the Senate right now, or they control it for the most part. But if they get too heavy handed with it, that's all going to turn around in 2 years when they fucking
go
out and vote again.
I mean, what if all the voting. Dominion voting machine thing is true, and they completely control all the swing states now with their voting machines. Then it doesn't matter who you vote for. It's always going to be them now.
I think it's voting, and that my tax dollars should go to hand counting it, and there should be no computers involved at any time. It is one of the few things that every American can do.
Yeah.
If they're not a felon, right?
Right.
Right?
If they're over the age of 18 and not a felon.
Shouldn't we do it right? Because what do we have, 300-some billion people?
Million.
Million. Yeah, not billion.
That's a huge difference.
That is a huge difference.
there's not even 8 billion on the planet yet.
But yeah, that is a really small number when you think... about the planet and the amount of money we pay in taxes and the shit it's supposed to go for, hand counting ballots should just be the thing.
Oh, I don't disagree. I think it's we're so fucking anxious to tech our way out of anything. Like
they want to
automate everything. They want to make things everything. They think it's making things cheaper by cutting out jobs. Basically for people.
Well, taking care of those.
That sounded really thoughtful coming out of my... But yeah.
For people.
You know what I mean.
I don't give a shit about people, but I think they should have jobs.
Yeah, they gotta have jobs.
I'll take a little toxic waste if it means I can have a job.
I very nearly had a hot take, but going back to politics real quick, wouldn't it be something if we went from a two-party system and we skipped the third and went right to four... So consider the Republican Party splits off between conservative people and Trumpists.
Trump Republicans, yeah.
And then the Democrat Party jumps from the corporatists to the Green New Deal types. Those, I mean, those are the, each party currently has like two wings.
Notice how he left mine out. He doesn't give a fuck about us libertarians.
Because you know why? You're always going to be an outlier.
Stance is shit.
You will always be an outlier.
Leave me alone, and I'll leave you alone is not a political stance.
It is. It's the best political stance, but you can't. You
it's
can
not a
take
sellable
it,
one.
But it's not. Yeah, it's not going to sell. So
the only emotion
if,
it evokes
what if both
is,
those
man,
parties split
good.
Up at the same time, and they
could you make one from two or one from either one of the other two?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all fucked.
Yeah, I know.
It really is.
I think that our whole political system is just a fucking
it's a
joke.
Shit show. It's embarrassing.
The dichotomy of the two is just so what? If something does if and every time something fails, you can just be like, well, no, it was the other side's fault.
But it isn't that way because it's the same people paying for both sides. If you look at their campaign contributions, it's the same people donating to both parties.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because they just call the shots. I'm looking at you, big corporations, big
Koch
pharma.
Brothers.
Well, okay.
Soros.
So
Gates.
And this is a...
They're just faces. The, sort the of. Public faces know. Of the faceless entities they're, that actually control
they look like
all of our lives.
Stretched over skulls at this point. The fucking mummies and liches.
One thing I think about is, like, we came from Europe, right? We came from England.
Did we?
Yeah. Well,
some of us.
Well, right.
Some of us come from Germania.
Right. We, my family, my family immigrated here after
the Franco-Prussian Wars.
After our father George Washington won the country.
The madness of King George.
No, we. But I. What I wonder is like. So we did this whole abolish slavery thing. Slavery is a bullshit thing. It's fucking nuts.
It was on its way out anyway.
But
no, it's more prevalent today than it was at any point in history.
Right, we've talked about that. But Europe follow. I don't remember who went first. Did Europe abolish slavery before we did?
Nobody's abolished it, really. I mean, it's illegal here.
Right.
It's not like there aren't slaves in every
indentured
port city
servants or servitude
in America.
Didn't there was a headline today but on, somewhere about how many basically slave laborers have lost their lives in Qatar just prepping for the World Cup? Because those people are brought in to build stadiums and stuff. They're not the Golden Gate Bridge. They're not looking to protect their workers. It's like, oh, a few thousand dead, no problem.
Yeah, just put them in with the paving stones. just pave right over top of them.
But okay, so
like
what I'm
the streets
what I'm getting at is like civilized country. Like we're like supposedly Europe's civilized, we're civilized. We largely
accent on supposedly.
Don't, supposedly.
No, no,
we
no,
largely no. don't like within our countries don't have slavery going on. It doesn't mean we're not doing like shady things overseas in other parts of the world.
No, it goes on
which
right
I'm sure
here,
we
huh?
are. Oh, I'm yeah.
Dockside bars, strip clubs, prostitution, like that shit's. There are slaves in every major city in America, probably even mid-level cities.
Okay,
probably even here.
But I don't want to peel the layers back quite that
if
far.
If they're here, I want
on
where
this,
are they at?
Where?
what
I can pay for that? Why? Yes.
Yes. I don't have to have a girlfriend.
That's what the next political Jesus. Party should run on.
But what I'm getting at is
yes.
We still have this.
The libertarians should definitely push that.
And I'm not saying that guilt isn't shouldn't be a thing, but we still have, as a country, we have this very big guilt over like enslaving black people up until the 1868 or whatever it was. Mm. Whatever it was, I'm sure that'll get some likes.
You're going to get canceled then, bro.
No, but what I'm saying is...
No, you are going to get canceled.
No, that's okay. but when Europe...
All two people.
...did away with it, do they have as much to answer for, I guess, as we hold ourselves accountable to over here? Does that, if that makes sense.
No, that's I'd just, be curious that's to, just our like, zeitgeist.
You think so?
Totally. British people aren't... They're not...
Because they're like, we're done with slavery now. Let's move the fuck on.
Empire. Right. They were the last empire.
Right.
Until China becomes the next.
Arguably still empire. An empire, depending on who you listen to.
Right. I guess that's where I was going with that whole thing is like, they can just say, like, I feel like they have the opportunity to selectively say, yeah, we're done with that.
They who?
But their populace, they're.
Okay.
Voting people.
Do they just they forgive themselves or do they just don't care? They've kind they don't of like even they've, think about they've it. They're at I feel like they've ascended to a different level.
We need to have a an honest Brit chime in on this of our two listeners.
Any Brits out there? You or you?
We get Pakistanis, come on.
We're the right time.
No, I just, yeah, I'd be curious to know from like someone from Britain how they're like, how they cope with it.
Do I guess because do Australians have a hard time coping with
the fact that they're a penal colony
from a penal colony,
or how they've treated their indigenous people?
Whoa, canceled.
You don't even do the hashtag thing. You're just canceled.
We don't want talk like that.
Don't say scary words.
No. Only say, the USA has a unique
guilt
perspective.
Complex.
Yeah. Because we are so new.
That's
all
true.
All of the European powers, all of
we're
the
not
rest,
even 300 years old as a country Asians. At this
Dude,
point.
Dude, seriously. The Asians no. were so ahead of us.
I'll be 97 when our country turns 300 years old. Yeah.
Dark Ages. Their history goes back so far.
Yeah.
And for so many more people, the land masses they covered, it's
well, and so
and
we get to and we're living and what we're living right now is we get to live it out in a social through the social contract, through social media. They didn't have to live all that out and like deal with the fucking like there was they Captain Caveman or whoever fucking didn't go home or what's the Genghis Khan didn't go home and turn on the TV and listen to how what a shithead he was.
Yeah, he was and busy so, cutting people's heads
right
off.
He
yeah.
was just fucking conquering
and really if somebody did that like what would happen? Like, what's cancel culture going to do?
They wouldn't do anything
like,
because
really,
they would have no idea.
If they started running their fucking mouths and Pat Sajak just started going shit nuts with a machete, what would happen?
Well, we couldn't
Sajak
stop that.
Hey, Pat.
Kick
hey, Pat.
Jack.
He was expressing himself.
He was. Like a man.
On useless underlings.
A man from the 10th century, sure, but he fucking made it happen. These fucking sensitive people. Oh, he hurt somebody's feelers. No, he didn't. That dude made $13,000 that day. That dude was fine. It's not the first person to make fun of of his lisp, and probably the coolest person who ever made fun of his lisp. So chill the fuck out, bro. You
it
need
wasn't
to be canceled,
even,
Pat.
It
we need to go eat
fucking,
somebody's fucking ass. All right? That's what you need to do.
Not even dickish. He's just, it's an aside.
Yeah.
It's filler. I just, words come out when they're not spinning or guessing.
Right.
And have you ever seen him, like, make fun of people spin the wheel? That shit is funny.
Yeah. It's like, oh, like, you really put one over on that.
Really put your back
bankrupt.
Into that one. Oh, you can't use your real hand. You got to use that little fucking hook we've got for you people now because you're all fucking pussies.
Hashtag I stand with Pat.
Me too.
That's the episode title.
Hashtag I stand with Pat.
Yeah.
Or fucking you people are all candy ass fucking pussies.
I think I'll do the hashtag.
No. What the Pat is
going We'll to. Lose all of our listeners when I.
Oh man, we're up to three. One of them's from Pakistan.
No, I did this whole fucking cancel culture topic. Just gets I know my
we keep digging
nerves.
Into it, but it, like, but it's because it's such a fucking push button.
I can't wait until some of these people who are really like on the edge of stability from the whole COVID thing, like being locked down and being told by cunty little people that they need to wear masks everywhere. Like when one of them just happens to have a concealed carry license and draws down on these people and just shoots them dead. Like, I need to wear double masks? Fuck you. One to the head.
But
boom! Or some dude just fucking loses it with a machete. Like I said, that shit's funny. I'll just laugh. I don't give a fuck. Strangers and... people are killing the shit out of each other in Chicago every single day.
With illegal firearms.
With illegal firearms, because all firearms are illegal in Chicago.
And more laws but are going to make a difference.
Yeah. Outlaws don't give a fuck about laws, so you can outlaw all kinds of shit.
Well, they got that Beetlejuice lady that's the mayor.
Oh man,
oh, that
she looks like that fucking that character in Beetlejuice that had the headshot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, Eduardo, you've been canceled twice this episode.
I just said she looks like something.
Such a racist.
The indigenous people of fucking Brazil and the rest of the Amazon.
I was going to say the people that populated, or not populated, came over to visit and conquer, got their head shrunk.
Oh, I was thinking about the poor cannibals from Cannibal Holocaust who shrink heads and then eat the rest of the body.
Well, you don't want to go to waste.
They're going
to
come after you. they're going to come eat you. They're little blow dart guns. That's you going to sleep. I got sound effects. Like Michael Winslow.
Oh. No, so, yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see when the fucking ball actually drops. I'm a little bit worried that it won't, because we're in this new fucking incarnation. There's not, I said earlier everything's cyclical, but we're in this phase right now where we've never been before, where we play in this land of technology and this land of everything is like recorded, everything is
keyboard cowboys, and so.
Unless you can cut all that off and leave and sever ties with it, then and in order to do that, then you're basically severing ties with a lot of things.
Yeah.
I was going to say this earlier, but I turned off my mobile data today. It was so freeing. It's like, oh, I can't check my email.
Was it just to fuck with yourself, or just to kind of like basically throttle your?
It's the first day of the next cycle, and I am the primary data user just because I'm the name on the account.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just lost it.
You lost your thought?
Yeah.
Oh, that happens. It was
data.
It was free.
Tomorrow's the first day of the cycle.
Oh, no. We're right in the beginning of the cycle.
Uh-huh.
And I was just going to see if I could save some at the start.
Oh,
I gotcha.
So
what
not...
do you use it for while you're...
Music.
Music?
Oh, yeah. And email, Facebook, Reddit.
So are you not able to download any of the music? Like, I can download a playlist to my phone.
Oh, I do. I can play it offline. But if I am connected, they'll give me new stuff.
Right. Which I'll do often, too.
working towards.
Yeah. I couldn't give up Facebook. Like, I just couldn't. There's certain people that's the only way I can keep in contact with them, and my friends are literally all over the world at this point. Like,
right.
Like, one of my best friends is in Korea, and my other best friend is in Arizona, and it's there's no other way for me to keep up with them.
I think for sure in theory I could, but it would sever so many potential ties. Like, like really even like I could probably give it up tomorrow and potential? It wouldn't be
as would in like
that's you, what I'm saying. There's just these fucking outlet like no just like real friends that I have.
But how would you?
But
get the
that I've lost
out?
Touch with. Well, that's that too. Is I use it for?
We would have to stop
promotion.
Doing this.
Yeah.
And these three people, four people now. Hi. These
hey,
four people would be just. I mean, what would they do on Tuesday? Every other Tuesday.
Jerk would, off and go to sleep.
Probably,
dude. Every other Tuesday is not that much of an investment of time.
I know. You join us live. You, ping
drink,
in on the comments.
Drink a couple of beers.
Tell us we're terrible.
You listen to me preach genocide.
Just
what's
wait until we take
wrong?
Over the Elks Lodge and we're running it.
We have to talk about that after this.
Oh,
we
yeah. do have offline. To talk about that after this. We're movers and shakers, yo.
I wouldn't go that far.
We could be if we had effort.
But
why don't we rock on out of here?
Okay.
Call it a. We call this
call
one
it
early.
An experience.
All right, there is a Patreon account, and have we received any money at all?
We did for a little while.
Like
we had a guy.
A guy.
Did you? Was it my sweet ass?
Do you that I smile on? Like a donut? Oh.
Now we're gonna have seven guys.
No, I'm
guys
sorry,
or
my.
Gays?
Gays.
Seven gays.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Yeah. So yeah, we have the Patreon account. That's at patreon.com/timespentpoorly. Timespentpoorly.com is the website where you can find all of our episodes. Join us on every other Tuesday, like the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. We get together about six or 7 p.m. Typically, we're shooting for 6. Anyway, follow us on Facebook. You can get the updates there when we're going live, so you can join us and get in on the discussion while it's actually happening. So you're not screaming into the abyss,
nether,
into the nether. Yes, as you're listening to us after it's been recorded and
Ward, you should write
processed.
Down an outro.
I have an
read.
Outro.
Yeah, you should actually write it down and look at it.
Just go to the website. Everything
it's
is there.
Impromptu, man. And
once
it's
these two
too
have
long.
Had that many
it's
beers,
too
it's
long.
Done. I should probably.
Yeah, what
do
we
this
usually do?
I just drink a Red Bull.
What we usually do is we throw it to you.
No.
Yeah. No.
I'm not usual.
No.
I'm
no.
Unusual.
No. We throw it to you. That's pre-recorded, and then you tell us all the same thing every time.
And you know how that happened? You wrote it down for me.
I did. And you were kind enough to record it for me. I know, it's like 2 minutes. Alright, thanks for listening. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that stuff. Go to timespentpoorly.com and find us there. Later.
Bye.
Boom.